What does it say to you about Miles that the other day after practice he's running, or the last 2 days after practice, he's running the 100-yard sprints by himself out there?
Well, that lets me know that he feels like he's not in good enough shape to play our defense. And I know he wants to be on the field as much as possible and all the stuff, but he has to be in great shape to play our defense. And if he wants to play as many plays as he's trying to play and all the stuff, he has to be in great shape.
Have you told him to do that?
No, I didn't tell him to do that. That's one thing I admired about the young man, because he does a lot of things on his own. He's not one of those complacent rookies where he's just sitting back and just going through the motions of practice and doing all the stuff. He works at what he's doing. He asks the right questions. He does the right things all the time.
It's only been one contact practice between OTAs, mini camp, and training camp. What are your early takeaways after watching yesterday's tape and what you saw in person about your position?
Oh, we got to get better. Up front, we got to get better. We was up and down in our technique, was up and down in our effort, was up and down in our mental errors and making mistakes and stuff right there. So we have to get better. That's the simple thing, of course.
Where's Ogunjobi?
Larry's coming on. You know, he gives great effort. He's smart. He doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's just got to be more technically sound. Those are things that he knows he has to work on. You remember, Larry's only been playing football for 6 years. So a lot of things that come natural to guys who's been playing since they've been 8 years old, they understand about the game. Those are the things that he's learning.
What have you learned about Emmanuel since you've been around?
Emmanuel's a good player. He has a lot of physical tools and all the stuff right there. He's getting to understand that being a left end, he has to be a little bit more physical than he's been playing. And those things have been showing up every day.
Do you think he has that in him?
I think he has it in him. And, you know, a guy who's that quiet and all the stuff, there's a lot of fire in there.
About Caleb Brantley, what have you seen from him so far?
Caleb's coming on. He's still got a lot of things to do as in getting himself in better shape and doing all the stuff. He came in great shape doing the stuff, but he's still got to find a way to push himself a little bit more and find a way to make sure that he can play hard for all the plays he's in instead of just, you know, three-fourths of the plays and stuff.
I think at minicamp when we talked to you, you said he was inconsistent. Some plays he looks good, some plays he looks like he doesn't belong.
Exactly like his college tape, you know, yeah. It was inconsistent. You know, he was a guy who looks like first-round talent, then at times some guys look like, well, I don't know if he's going to play professional football. But I can tell you that he's worked hard in improving his conditioning, and I think that's the key thing for him is the conditioning and deciding that, you know, he wants to be a better pro.
You've been around Greg a long time. When you guys come out in the first padded drill and the sirens go off and live tackling, and they're in the offense is able to run the ball down the field, what's he like in the meeting rooms after when you guys go to?
Well, he's just like I am, you know. In this business, even though they're throwing the ball a lot more, you have to be able to stop the run. If you can't stop the run, it's going to be a long day for your own defense. And we got the mentality of, we got to stop the run to earn the right to rush the passer. And if we can do that, we're going to get to be able to rush the passer as much as we want to. But if we can't stop the run, you know, it's going to be a long day for us.
Listening to the offensive coaches talk, they were talking about chemistry and gelling, and a big part of gelling is more so in the meeting rooms than on the field. Would you agree with that?
I agree completely with that, because most of the learning is done in the classroom. You're teaching all the stuff, we're watching tapes and see how to do it correctly, and then you go out there and let it go on the field. You know, mistakes happen, you just have to live with those mistakes and move on. You know, it's the next play. And that's the beauty about, you know, football and all the stuff. You can correct yourself, you know, you can come back in there and look at where you made your mistake and correct yourself.
Does Dez look healthy to you after missing last season, and what can he bring to that front?
Dez brings a lot of leadership, a lot of veteran leadership. You know, he comes in there, you know, even though he didn't come up to the OTAs and all the stuff, he was ready. He was in shape. He came in there and not a problem. And he's leading this group. He's the elder statesman in this group, even though I consider him still a young man. But he understands that, you know, he has to be that leader of that group.